ray@rte.ie. The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Chris Houghton is an illustrator and a writer, and he's venturing into non-fiction with his new book, The History of Information. And Chris joins us in studio. Good afternoon, Chris.
Good afternoon, Ray.
1988. Where were you?
I was knitting a zig, I think.
Yeah, right. You see, as if it was planned, Chris. Well, brilliant. Like, that, what a brilliant answer. He was knitting a zig, and he's not making it up because he has the knitted zig in studio today.
Zig has been in my parents' attic for 35 years. Right. He's finally come out of the attic.
That's very. The head's a little bit extended.
He got stretched somehow. Yeah.
Yeah.
But otherwise, I think it's pretty accurate.
You're obviously a fan.
I was a huge fan. Yeah, yes. Absolutely.
And even though it was a great feat to do that, it would have been a bigger challenge to knit Zag, him having the spots.
The purple and green spots. It was just too much. Yeah, yeah, I gave up. I actually tried, but he's still in a bag with...
You actually tried? Yeah. Well, no surprise then, if you're a big fan of The Den, that you ended up illustrating children's books.
That's right.
And an illustrator first and then a writer.
Yeah, so I went to art college, and I loved drawing, and I just worked as an illustrator for a while, and then got into picture books. But yeah, all of my picture books are pretty much told through the illustration.
Yeah,
one of them only has 103 words in it, and it took me 2 years to write. So my publisher always says I was writing one word a week for 2 years.
Oh no, Chris.
Yeah.
And Oh No George is your best-selling one. What, 750,000 or?
I think actually A Bit Lost is the best-selling.
Oh, it's A Bit Lost, yeah, right. But, the Little Hour.
It's over a million. Yeah.
Right. Wow.
Yeah, it's amazing, yeah.
Now, I was just trying to figure out why there were none of your books in our house, and I figured out it's because the age of our children. Your success landed in the middle of them.
Okay, right.
See, so if I've just 18-year-old and a 12-year-old, and you know, so we missed it. It's a pity.
I've been doing it. It's the last 12-14 years.
And Oh No George, and they're all about animals. I was just thinking that we had this great story yesterday with Will, who is the owner of Who Zoo, which is a great name for a zoo. This is all fodder for you now. And we were talking to him about the escaped capybara called Cinnamon. It is like a plot from one of your books, isn't it?
I did do a book about a lost animal. Yeah.
Did you?
A lost owl in my case. So I'll have to... The capybaras are very cute, so it would be a good one to do a book about, yeah.
The largest and probably the cutest rodent.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's the big eyes
Like, you can't so call cute. The rat cute.
No. It's difficult.
Yeah.
It's a difficult sell with
it is,
rats.
It is a difficult sell, yeah. Maybe you could do a book with starring a rat.
I am trying to do books on unloved animals. I did a crab book. But yeah, rat is, it's difficult.
It's a stretch. It's a push. So I was saying that this is your first non-fiction, The History of Information. So everything is here. I found this, I know it's not aimed at me, but I there's loads of stuff in there that I didn't know. I found it really interesting. So it goes from right back when we started communicating first to AI.
Exactly.
Everything in between.
Yeah. It's really a history of communication. And in a lot of ways, actually, it's a history of graphics, a history of graphic design. I mean, I studied graphic design and visual communication. So it's kind of like a history of graphics told through graphics.
Yes. And one of the things that we have that other species don't have is that we can read and write, isn't
exactly,
it?
Exactly, yeah.
And as a result, we've accumulated information and knowledge over the years.
Yeah, exactly. I came to this subject because I was listening to this lecture online from UC Berkeley. And UC Berkeley uploaded all of their lectures for free years ago in 2006. And I heard about this, and I was listening to all these different lectures. And then this one topic came up, the history of information. And in the very first lecture, they ask the question, why is technology improving? You know, why every year, you know, we can expect sort of better phones and, you know, faster internet and computers and whatever. And this has been the story throughout all history. Why is that? And the students were sort of giving answers, but none of them were kind of really very satisfactory or whatever. And then he just said, well, it's just information. You know, we've been collecting information.
Yes.
And we've been doing that in different ways and better over the years. So, and then he started this course, and it was just absolutely, just in the way that it sort of describes history, it's, I'd never heard this before, you know, going from language to drawing.
Yeah,
to,
and drawing, drawing is the precursor to writing.
Yeah, so that it's so interesting. I didn't know this either, that, you know, how our alphabet evolved. You know, the Egyptians were using these hieroglyphs, and alpa was their word for ox. And they drew that as a, basically as an upside down A, so a little triangle with two horns. And then that took on the sound A for alpa. And then over the centuries, it sort of turned itself around and upside down, and that's where we get our A.
Yeah.
And bet, similarly, is for house. And
and you say in the book, we take for granted that when we look at a group of letters, we group all the sounds together to make a word. That's a huge leap for our ancestors.
Yeah, and, you know, I mean, the origins of language are just so interesting, and really, we don't know a whole lot, but just our capability for words. I think the average person knows around 40,000 words.
40,000.
And so that means that we'd have to learn a new word every 3 waking hours from age 1 to 18. You know, it's just an extraordinary feat.
Yes, yeah.
And we're sort of doing this all the time, just naturally. It's incredible.
And the accumulation of information and knowledge over all the centuries brings us to where we are now. And you reckon in the book, and a lot of people agree, that AI, the AI revolution, is equivalent to the Industrial Revolution. It's that seismic.
Yeah. And it's so interesting. You know, nobody really knows where it's going. And but when we look at the history, as I do in this book, you can kind of see where it's going, because it depends on who is in control of the information.
Mm.
And when, you know, and it's, you know, every information technology is also a disinformation technology. So we're seeing this, you know, the very beginnings of the internet was this really kind of idealistic time, you know, actually sort of the late 90s, early 2000s.
Tim Berners-Lee, he wanted just
a
platform where everybody could share information. Utopian.
It is, yeah. And then it sort of slowly turns, and then we're all, you know, there's disinformation coming out. And
away from disinformation, what about you as an illustrator? Because I could go home now probably and find some free piece of software and say, you know, draw me a Chris Houghton capybara, and it would deliver. That's the thing.
It actually would.
Well, wouldn't it? Yes.
I have done.
Have you?
Well, I mean, that's funny, because what did I type in? It was like Chris Houghton squirrel.
Right.
And it came back with a squirrel with glasses, with my glasses, you know. And I was like, no.
So that was you as a squirrel.
Yeah, yes. Exactly. Yeah. And I said, no. A squirrel in the style of Chris Houghton. And it did come back with, you know, my colours. And
how do you feel about that, Chris?
It's kind of unnerving, all right. Yeah, I mean, and this is the thing, you know, we kind of need to have more of a debate about, you know, about copyright and about these things, because each time that a new information technology comes along, there is all these huge changes in society. Mm. And, you know, I mean, we never, today we're uploading all of our content for free to social media sites, and they're taking that and selling that for billions.
I know. I think, unfortunately, the genie's out of the bottle. I don't think there's any going back.
Well, I mean, if we wanted to, we could change the copyright laws and, you know, I mean, it is possible. Anything is possible. We created this, and we can totally change it if
I don't know.
Well, there's some very interesting, like Jaron Lanier and Shoshana Zuboff have written books, you know, Who Owns the Future and Surveillance Capitalism. And they are sort of advocating for this sort of thing. And I mention bits about that in the book as well. But there's, you know, I mean, we'll see.
This is a brilliant book. And so 10, 12...
10, 12...
80, well, 10, 12, 80.
My publisher says 9. I mean, really 9 to 90.
Okay. And it's the history of information. It's a DK book, which are always really well produced. And it looks a little bit different than your average DK book because it has the Chris Houghton style all over it.
It's bright pink.
Yes. You can't miss it. It's book cover of the year. Yes, well done, Chris Houghton.
It's bright pink with a big eye on it. Yeah, you can't
miss orange,
it.
In orange, yeah, which is embossed. So there's a tactile.
Embossed as well, yeah.
Well, congratulations. That's highly recommended from here, The History of Information, Chris Houghton. And thanks for bringing in Zig. It's great to see him again. Thanks, Chris. Thank you.
Cheers, Zig.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.